An unusual art exhibit takes to the skies above New York City at sunset starting this weekend and every weekend through June 12th. Some 2,000 trained pigeons with tiny LED lights affixed to their talons will soar, sweep, and dive above the East River in a massive light show. It's a public art project called Duke Riley's Fly By Night, presented by Creative Time. WNYC's Richard Haig visited Riley for a practice run at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, where the pigeons' coop or lofts are located on an old historic aircraft carrier.
Duke Riley is standing on the highest point of the boat's top deck. He blows a whistle and waves a flag. It's actually a garbage bag attached to a pole. With that, the coops are opened, and Riley and his assistants send off the some 2,000 pigeons for about a 30-minute flight. They don't fly in any particular pattern, but kind of go where they want to and sort of stay together, which will make for a dramatic light show. It's not the first time Riley has used a flock of pigeons as an art project.
In 2013, I had pigeons flying both with cameras and with Cuban cigars that flew from Havana, Cuba to Key West. Yeah.
Was that a political statement?
It was somewhat in my feeling that the Trading with the Enemy Act seems like a unconstitutional and a hypocritical.
Pigeons don't care about embargoes. Can we meet some of the pigeons?
We have a bunch of different birds in here. It's kind of a mix of some fancy birds and a few.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they don't mind that we're kind of disturbing them?
Watch out if he's got a... One of them laid an egg down on the floor.
Okay, so we are in one of the coops on this vessel here at the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
This coop here, you know, we have... Usually we... Normally when people keep pigeons, they wouldn't see this much variety of birds in one coop.
All of a sudden got very breezy in here. I see they all have bands on them, so you know that these are your birds.
Yeah, you know, people put bands on the feet of pigeons just the same way somebody would put a collar on a dog or a cat, I suppose. You know, if a bird gets lost, then people will also be able to contact you too if they find it, you know.
Yeah, there's babies in here.
These ones might have just been born. Let me see.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that bird's just about a week old, and you can handle the babies, because the birds are very used to people being around.
Do you think pigeons sometimes get a bad rap?
Well, I would say that they definitely get a bad rap. I mean, they're often put in the same category as rats, which are responsible for killing half the population of the world in the Middle Ages. To, a bird that has, helped advance human civilization in countless ways. And right now we have pigeons that are being used to identify malignant tumors in mammograms and to test air quality and pollution control in major cities. Their guano has been used as a fertilizer that's helped sustain the ancient Christians in Cappadocia. And, I think, the list goes on and on. I think to refer to them as rats with wings. It seems a little misdirected.
Explain this installation. Explain what these birds are going to do.
It's open to the public for people to come down and experience the birds. And when they arrive, they'll see the birds mostly, hanging out around the boat and the coop. Just after sunset, while there's still light in the sky, we'll signal the birds to go up and fly around. I kind of want to just have people have a moment to stop from sort of some of the other general distractions that we have in the city every day and then watch them. But gradually, as the light disappears from the sky, you'll notice that there are these tiny LED lights that light up. And as more light disappears from the sky, eventually it sort of creates a feeling that you're watching a bunch of moving constellations or kind of hundreds of shooting stars.
And how far will they go? Will they go over to Manhattan?
That's what makes it interesting for me is... This isn't like a circus routine or something where the birds are, acting out of their free will and they go different directions at different nights depending upon, how they're feeling and what the weather's doing and what the wind's doing and how high the tide is. It really just varies. And
so there's no leader. Each one has an agenda of his or her own.
Often they sort of split off into like three or four different bundles and sort of do their own thing.
And they all come back to the exact same place?
Yeah, and then they all come back down here, definitely. At some point, we ring a dinner bell, if you will, and, they usually head back down based on how hungry they are or how much fun they are. Some of them come back right away, and some of them take their time a little bit, but they all come back down, yeah.
And not only that, they'll go to their own individual coop?
Yeah, and then we open up all these coops, and then, yeah, and then they all go back in. And sometimes some of them will end up in different coops than is normally theirs. But
by choice?
Who knows?
Do you have any of the pigeons that we would see in some of the city parks actually come here to your coop to take residence?
Well, we kind of discourage that a little bit. But, yeah, there's definitely a few, you know.
Looking for love?
Yeah, there's a few street hustlers that come by around here and try to see if they can crash the party a little bit. But we usually try to, step in and show them to the door, you know.
And your pigeons, how do they know to come back here?
Pigeons have a natural ability to find their way home, but the intensity of that ability varies from different breeds. But essentially, probably the most important part is just taking really good care of them and making them feel really comfortable and providing them with everything that they need. And then if you give them a nice place to live, and plenty to do and eat, then they'll keep coming back.
That's WNYC's Richard Hake speaking with artist Duke Riley at the Brooklyn Navy Yard with his 2,000 pigeons. The fly-by-night exhibit produced by Creative Time will take off at sunset every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through June 12th. It's free, but you do need a ticket for the best view. For more information, go to WNYC.org.